lots of people can call down. We have big box of CDs we're trying to get rid of here, all sorts of stuff from Ireland, Wales, Scotland, Canada and the US. If you like Celtic music, and it's getting harder to find it because there aren't that many CD stores left, have you noticed? So that's another reason to give us a call down here. It's hard to source these things, but we have some goodies for you, including that out-of-print Solace DVD from a great concert from 1998, featuring John Doyle, from whom we'll hear later, and Karen Casey, former members, now going on to their own careers. The number down here is 404-523-8989. 25 years ago, a man called Ian Green had a vision. Well, I think he probably had it a bit before that. He had spent 30 years in the police force as an Edinburgh policeman, and he was a great fan of the old trad music, and in his spare time he used to run sessions all over the place, including Sandy Bell's Bar, one of the famous bars in Edinburgh. When he retired from the police force, he decided to set up a record label, and over the past 25 years, Green Tracks Records has matured and put out a staggering over 400 CDs of terrific Scottish music in all sorts of styles. Ceilidh bands, pipes, singer-songwriters, traditional Gaelic song, walking music, just an amazing diversity, including old historical recordings and up-to-the-minute new recordings. We're going to hear a selection of many of those in a few moments from an interesting new CD called the Green Tracks 25th Anniversary Collection. There was a terrific concert last night in Edinburgh featuring some top-notch artists, and they put out this two CD set surveying some of their greatest recordings that they've put out over the last 25 years. As I said, Ian Green had a vision, and the music that he has helped support in Scotland has really become, through Green Tracks Records, one of the pillars of Scottish culture in the last 25 years, and he deserves enormous credit for that. So this is our little salute to Ian Green. We're going to start off here with something sung by the men of Sandy Bell's Bar. It's the Sandy Bell's Bar Chorus singing a song about a different kind of a vision. This is called Lowlands Away.
I dreamed a dream the other night.
Lowlands away. Well, old friend, here I am. I told you I'd be back. And as usual, mate, I'm bloody late. It's 75 years down the track. For the last time, here I stand in this familiar foreign land. Back with the mates I left behind, fixed forever in their time. And of all the ghosts, of all the boys who haunt this lonely place, only one of them wears your cheery grin and your Queensland joker's face. When I drown in old and bloody dreams of helpless young men's dying screams, I feel your hand give my arm a shake and your voice say, "Steady, mate." And the country that you died for, mate, you would not know it now. The future that we dreamed of, mate, got all twisted up somehow. The peace that we were fighting for, the end to stupid, senseless war, so it couldn't happen to our kids. Well, old mate, it did. But thank you for the gift of years and the flame that brightly burned, for the time you bought and the lessons taught, though often wasted and unlearned. Lest we forget, cry the multitude, as if I ever, ever could. So forgive an old man's tears, and thank you for the years.
Occupy Atlanta is continuing its encampment in Troy Davis Park, formerly called Woodruff Park, on Peachtree Street between Edgewood and Auburn. This is part of a national effort to bring change to the economic and social policies in the U.S. that highly favor the wealthy and corporate interests over the needs of the vast majority of the population. Every day at Occupy Atlanta, there is an 11 a.m. news conference and a 7 p.m. general assembly. Supporters arrive around 11 p.m. to help ensure the camp from police repression. For more information, the website is www.occupyatlanta.org. This has been another public service announcement brought to you by your listener-supported community radio station, WRFG 89.3 FM, your station for progressive information.
Thank you.
Lovely piece of music that you probably haven't heard before because it has never been released before, although it was performed privately for Ian Green and his wife June as a golden wedding anniversary gift 5 years ago. Now that Ian and June are 55 years married, they're celebrating 25 years of Green Tracks Records, and we've just played a little set there as a salute to Mr. Ian Green. We started off with Sandy Bell's Bar Chorus singing Lowlands Away. Then we moved on to a brand new recording by Seitan, that's spelled S-E-U-D-A-N, but pronounced in the satanic way, Seitan. And that was, well, it sounds like it could be for Ian. It's called the Old Bean Waltz Set. Followed that up with Eric Bogle doing The Gift of Years, and finished with that lovely piece written by Phil Cunningham, performed by Phil Cunningham and Ali Bain, called June and Ian Green's Golden Years. And that's a bonus track on this two-CD set. It's called the Green Tracks 25th Anniversary Collection, 25 tracks celebrating the 25th anniversary of Green Tracks. Music and song from Scotland. That's right, it has three different titles on the label and on the spine, which makes it a little confusing. But a great collection it is, and again, kudos to Ian Green for having the vision and working so hard to make Scottish music something that we can enjoy all the world over, because Green Tracks recordings get great distribution all over the world. We're going to move along now with something more lively, also on the fiddle. This is from a Canadian called Ashley McIsaac. We interviewed him here about 10 years ago in WRFG, and great fun that was. This is from his classic album from the 1990s called Hi, How Are You Today? And it's one of many goodies that we have available. In fact, we're going to follow that up with several other items that are available if you call your radio station, WRFG, today at 404-523-8989 and pledge your support to WRFG. We're going to hear from Ashley McIsaac, then Connie Dover and Mick O'Brien on the fine Illan pipes from Ireland. If you'd like any of these, the number down here is 404-523-8989. Thank you.
Ik ho kesha lek jil no rek bo hlaincha no wan war kun na sira I mo hi kush pana I mo skinsa or la tiv's raija Bother me na chira hek chia get a couple look fee free and will him hear all ta o chia na pan chul ta and curse a father shot your shul and spalpin fauna Emo spalpin fauna fagu mishe ek Suer mochlaincha, hagshul and druk tagumok ermajing sarban yugala reiche. Niek far kora memolahan wencha, jifter no a feik bagram and ya, a palers na frank as kyan mohulan, agas pai hagam hansaicha. Grower, son Buchalina Kula is Gianar Wistin, I'm sure has done harder. Pathem the Shetlamsa in hand, Bokja, we must not do we want so. Shame of who a cream our four men got him fey real him spalping fawn off. Throw of Ross given lamb, O Gini, they shall you hear a draw edge high, ya, fey woo fey. Leap at the Kala Egis Kapul and the Hairu. A bait till Christia go Kurush and Astas no Yari layers luncher. Scoot a fresh mokri, if not shit a rocking call, hear you spalping fauna. For a young man courted me earnestly. It was with his wishes I did comply. It was his false vows and flattering tongue. He beguiled me, love, when I was young. In yon green valley we both went down, where the pretty small birds come a-whistling round, changing their notes from tree to tree as the sun arose on yon green valley. As I sat down by my love's right hand, he swore by heaven, by sea and land, that the rising sun he would never see if ever he proved false to me. For 11 long months he proved true and kind, but a short time after he changed his mind. He changed his mind to a high degree, and he bade farewell to yon green valley. Oh, hold him fast, don't you let him go, for he is mine, and it's well he knows. Don't you mind of the promise you made to me as the sun arose on yon green valley. I mind of the promise I made.
You enjoyed that set. We had three things from CDs that you can claim today if you call up WRFG at 404-523-8989. Finished off with one that wasn't in that category, but Dave's going to tell you about that in a minute. We started off with Ashley McIsaac and the opening track from his album, Hi, How Are You Today? We heard Beaton's Delight. We followed that up with Connie Dover singing on Spalpeen Phonic. That goes back a while, mid-90s, I guess, from her album, The Border of Heaven. Followed that up with Irish Piper Mick O'Brien on the whistle there, with a bunch of tunes. We heard Mick O'Russell's and I think Money Musk, and that's from a fine CD called May Morning Dew. And all three of those CDs, the Ashley MacIsaac, the Connie Dover and the Mick O'Brien, are available if you call and pledge your support to WRFG. The phone number down here is 404-523-8989. We'd love to hear from a few more folks before we go off the air in 20 minutes or so. Just WRFG's Celtic Show will be off the air until the next time. But then it's all available on podcast too. And Dave's going to talk about that in a second. But first, Dave, what was the last track we heard from there?
Just heard Yon Green Valley, performed by Deborah Cowan. D-E-B-R-A-C-O-W-A-N. Deborah is an American singer who performs a variety of folk stuff, some of it in the Celtic genre. She has shared the stage with Richard Schindel, John Renburn, and some other notable folks. Performs in a style sometimes Joan Baez, Judy Collins, and as you heard, also some Celtic-influenced and Celtic-origin music. Good stuff. We heard a track off of her album Fond Desire Farewell. Deborah Cowan, C-O-W-A-N.
Let's talk about the website. We've had a website now for a couple of months, having let it lapse for a while. We're proud to say we have a great website. And what do you find on the website of interest, Dave?
Well, always good to know if you have missed the announcements on what was played or just don't want to take time to do that, you can go to the website, this show and many of the other shows, and find the playlist. John is always very good about updating that, and when I host the Celtic Show, I do, and Jenny Hubbard Young does as well, so you can get details about what you heard from the show and from past shows, see what is on the air upcoming, but also you can pledge securely online. If you don't want to call us, if you are busy at the moment and want to make a pledge later on or tomorrow, wrfg.org is where you can do so.
And the website for The Celtic Show is very easy to remember. It's thecelticshow.org. It's that simple, thecelticshow.org. The playlists are a little in need of updating, but I promise I'll get that done in the next 24 hours. And we have podcasts going back several years, including some great interviews. Interviews also with David Ewan, performed by Jenny, and some great shows, some highlights of some shows on Robert Burns from a few years ago with some terrific guests. I think there's 20 shows, which is 40 hours worth. So you really can listen to The Celtic Show pretty much any hour of the day if you wish. You just have to go to thecelticshow.org and check out those podcasts. Dave just mentioned Joan Baez. Well, we've got a man here who's been Joan Baez's band manager for the last couple of tours. His name is John Doyle. And he's famous in his own right as a guitar player, accompanist to the stars, including many great singers like Karen Casey and many great fiddle players from Liz Carroll to Athena Turgis. But he has a brand new album out of songs which are really rather good. And what's particularly interesting is these aren't just traditional songs that he's recycling. In most cases, these are songs that he has written in the traditional style. A very interesting new move for John Doyle, and I predict great things for him in the future in this direction. Here we go. This is John Doyle singing Bitter Brew.
Sup and wine. It's cold outside, the wind is blowing, but inside I am fine. But a devil comes and takes me, bright colors fade to gray, and I crawl out on hands and knees, broken in disarray, broken in disarray. Just one drink should soothe me, but more must follow then. There is no one can stop me now from raising the glass again. Once I had a fine home, a wife and a family too, and now I've got an empty bottle, a sad and a bitter brew, a black and a bitter. Tall and lost her on one rainy night. My soul, it was laid bare. She'd tired of being hungry, she'd tired of being alone. And that dark night, my wife and child left me with a heart of stone. Left me the heart of stone. My face is worn with age now, my back is bent with care. I ride the rails back and forth, no food, no luck, no fare. But one day when I have luck again, I'll paint this great town red. And ride the rails in golden tails, sleep on a feather bed. Sleep on a feather bed. And it's one hand round my baby, the other sup and wine. It's cold outside, the wind is blown, but inside I am fine. But that passion comes and takes me, colors fade away. I crawl out on hands and knees, broken in disarray. Broken in disarray.
Said, let grief be a falling leaf.
Chieftains and Friends there, and that was Mr. Roger Daltrey of Who fame. Nancy Griffiths also on this album. It's called The Chieftains, an Irish Evening Live at the Grand Opera House in Belfast, and it's one of two Chieftains albums we have on our list of goodies down here if you would like to call and pledge. We had a caller pledge while we were playing that set of music. Mr. Neil Swenson pledged and made a generous donation to support Celtic Music Independent Non-Commercial Community Broadcasting and WRFG specifically, and we thank him greatly. Really appreciate it, Neil. We started off that set with John Doyle and The Bitter Brew from his album, brand new album called Shadow and Light, excellent album. Then we heard some tunes from the Chieftains, Lily Bolero and The White Cockade, and followed up there with Raglan Road, lyrics of course by Mr. Patrick Kavanagh. And again, that's one of two Chieftains albums that we have available. We're going to move right along now with another track from artists coming to town in the very near future, and that is Kevin Burke, fiddler in the Sligo tradition, broadly speaking. And we're going to take a listen to a track from him, and this is called Clancy's, followed by The Flexible Flyer. He is doing a concert with his accompanist Cal Scott, and it's a house concert in the Roswell area, and it's all happening on Thursday, October 27th. If you'd like information, this is the number, Ken, at 678-559-6796. We're also going to be blogging and tweeting about this soon, and all of your electronic needs, your digital needs for The Celtic Show and WRFG can be found at thecelticshow.org. This is Kevin Burke. The number down here, please, 404-523-8989. Kevin Burke, who is playing a concert, a house concert in the Roswell area on the 27th of this coming month. The number for information is Ken at 678-559-6796. Just about time to say goodbye. We want to say a special thank you to Dave and to Sally for helping out with the phones today. And we also want to thank all the folks who called in and pledged their support today. We got three or four pledges, including one person who prefers to remain anonymous, and we thank them for their pledges. We're going to leave you in the capable hands of a Welsh tenor. His name is Richie Thomas. Take care, be good, and we'll talk to you the next time.
I'm done at tea, my son, when, and when, when, and when. O done with our reborn, when, and when. Here cast it back, O hen, O, I did it dry, O, in daily ounces, I'm no, that he meant Gwen. Os flaen mae mynydd mawr wen a wen, wen a wen, gwell i ti dorith daith wen a wen. Wel yn fy mraich gan hynny, y rawn gan bender fyny, o dan y castell letu, da ti mentra, mentra gwen. Bi pi ar castell hwn, wen a wen, wen a wen, ti eith i ddew mi o'n, wen a wen. Yn wraig yng nghastell crogen, i'w barchu efa'i berchen, a chymer fi'n y fargen, dat i'n